Hello, this is Roger Schaus, and this is Jumpstart Rewind. This is part of our Heaven Bound podcast family. Jumpstart number 2586, first written May 4th, 2020. Acts chapter 18, verse 5. But when Silas and Timothy came down from Macedonia, Paul began devoting himself completely to the word, solemnly testifying to the Jews that Jesus was the Christ. Our verse helps us to see the heart, the character, and the mission of Paul. He was devoting himself completely to the word. Today, we'd say he was focused. He had one central concept before him. Notice how other translations define this phrase, devoting himself completely. The King James Version uses pressed in the spirit. The ESV says occupied with the word. The NIV says devoted himself exclusively to preaching. The Common English says devoted himself fully to the word. The American Standard says constrained by the word, and Phillips' translation says completely absorbed in preaching the word. These various expressions all point to the same conclusion. Preaching was Paul's life. That was Paul. That was what he was all about. That's what he would want to talk about. That's what he was interested in. That was his hobby. That was his joy. That's who he was. That was his life. Paul was serious about what he did. There's no mistaking what this was about. Boy, I love this idea. This is my kind of preacher. With some, you wonder. You wonder if preaching is simply a side job. You wonder if they do as little as they can just to get by. And when one is like that, it shows. When one is like Paul, it also shows. Now, as we think about this passage, we must wonder about ourselves. How hard are we trying? How serious are we? How committed are we? How devoted are we? There's an old expression, fair weather golfer. That's the guy who only golfs in nice weather. Too windy, too cold, too wet, you won't find a fair weather golfer on the course. But I've known the other type. Even with a little snow on the ground, they're out golfing. They love the sport. Bad weather isn't keeping them indoors. I wonder if there's such a thing as a fair weather Christian. Couldn't say that of Paul. He was occupied. Occupied, completely absorbed with preaching the word of God. It's easy to let things of life so fill our time, our days, and our hearts that we become occupied with the world. For instance, we all have jobs, but have our jobs become our life? Have our jobs become what occupies us and consumes us? For those without Christ, it's common to hear them say, this job is your life. All your energy is poured into the job. Your friends and social relationships are co-workers. Your whole life revolves around your job. And that's how it is for many, many people today. That's why retirement leaves so many feeling empty. They are empty. Their entire life has been work, and now they don't work. They don't have a life after work. They don't know what to do. So they find fellow retirees from the company, and they hang out all the time. We can become occupied, even obsessed with the daily news of the world. First thing in the morning, it's the news. The last thing at night, it's the news. This occupation with the news can set the tone for my mood and even my attitude. We can be occupied as a rich farmer in the Lord's parable was, to the point that his words never reflected God. It was all about self. It was all about the here and the now. We can become so occupied with the world that we close our hearts to those who need us, like the rich man did toward Lazarus. Sports can fill our minds and hearts. Money can fill our minds and hearts. Buying stuff can fill our minds and hearts. Occupied with this world is not a good place to be. Someday this world will be no more. We will live on, but not with this world. We can become occupied with how we think others feel about us. We can be so worried about this, what this one said or what that one said, and we spend all of our time trying to get people to like us. That's important when you're occupied with how people may think about you. Social media, how many online friends, how many likes I get, so important when one is occupied with how others feel about us. Paul was occupied with the word. Paul was focused upon the kingdom. Getting folks to heaven is what Paul thought about. Helping people spiritually is what he was focused upon. That's what moved Paul's needle. That's what made him tick. And we must ask, what moves you? What makes you tick? What grabs your attention? What occupies your thoughts and your time? Are you focused on simply the things here? I remember some guys in high school that went to great lengths to cheat on tests. One guy wrote all the answers up and down his arms. Another guy took the insides of a watch out and had small paper with the answers on them. He'd wind that watch to scroll to the right answer he was looking for. I thought, why don't you just study for the test? All that time it took you to come up with these ways to cheat, you'd know the answers if you had studied. Their focus was not on learning, but on passing. They would just do anything they could to pass. Is our focus simply on getting to heaven, or is it pleasing God every single day? Occupied with a word. What a great thought that is. Thank you for listening.